Hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News Time 8:24. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Leanne Kester of the Chase County Old School Development District talking about some fun stuff taking place and a big fundraiser that's taking place as well.
Leanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great this morning.
Well, glad to hear it.
Glad to have you in here today. So how are things going with the Old School Development District? We had you on here, about a month ago when you got everything pretty well finalized to move forward.
We did. It has been very exciting, the things that just continue to grow and change over here at our community center. The selling of the one portion of the property to be converted into an apartments was, of course, a highlight. Our next highlight is our haunted house, which everyone votes this as the most fun event that we have.
Well, let's talk about the old school haunted house. Give us the dates and times first here, Leanne.
The dates are the 26th and 27th. The haunted house runs from 7 to 11. And then we offer something that I think is very unique is our mini scare room, which is for any age child who maybe the haunted house would just be a little bit too much for them. And that's just $5. And it runs from 7 to 9 on the same dates.
All right, so let's check those dates again. We have the 27th and 28th here, is that correct?
Yes, Friday and Saturday night, yes.
Okay, good deal. What has come together here for, you know, whether it's, community help, volunteers, sponsors, and just people to come together here to make this go here this weekend?
Well, 3 years ago, we had three high school boys come to us and present the idea of them helping with a haunted house. Marcus Fleischman and Nano Zuniga and Micah Cowthers. And the three of them have stuck with us all 3 years, knowing that all of the money just goes straight into profits for the community center, nothing for just them. And they are with us again this year. Two of our board members, Gwen Rundy and Nyla Gibbons, have really taken this on as a mission of the heart. And Denise Ulrich, who's a just recently retired drama teacher here, has really jumped in. And that group has just expanded it again. Each year they just make the haunted house bigger and better.
Well, where is the haunted house exactly?
We are in the Old School Development property, which is where the big limestone school and the two water towers sit, right in the middle of Cottonwood Falls. We are in the gym portion of it, which is at 518 3rd Street in Cottonwood Falls. You come to the south door, and from there we will take you on an exciting ride.
So what can you expect to see? For those of you that aren't going through the mini scare, you're going for the full scare. What can people expect?
We probably have around 25 actors, adults, and high school, middle school students, a lot of them, again, who have stayed with us for 3 years. The haunted house starts in the gym. We've got three different sections that are blocked off in the gym. Goes up onto the stage, which is our biggest new addition, and it's fantastic. The creativity in that section is really good. And then it goes downstairs to the basement through three different scare rooms in the basement, back upstairs into another section of a tunnel in the gym. It's definitely a 15-minute ride through lots of stuff going on.
All right, the third annual Old School Haunted House this Friday and Saturday, 518 3rd Street, Cottonwood Falls. So what's the price to attend?
It's $10 for the regular haunted house and $5 for the mini scare.
Outstanding. And does the funding then go funneled back into the projects that you got going on, including what we're going to be talking about with the roof?
Right. We don't have a single paid employee anything. Everything that's happened over here in the past 3 years has been completely volunteer. We are a 501c3. So, yes, everything goes straight back into mainly two areas. One would be renovations that continue, and the big one now was the roof, and then into these events that we put on. We try to have a twofold thing where our events entertain our county and those that we can attract to the lovely Chase County, and then to pay for utilities, insurance, and then last, to pay for whatever renovations pop up on the screen as the most important at that time.
Renovations, they do appear out of nowhere sometimes, that is for sure. Leanne Kester joining us this morning, previewing a special haunted house fundraiser for the Chase County Old School Roof. Now, Leanne, will we be able to score some s'mores?
Yes, that's another new addition this year. We've gotten special permission from our county fire chief to have a controlled bonfire, and we will be selling s'mores packets for $2, where you get Hershey and graham crackers and marshmallows, and you can go out and make your own s'mores, as many as you would like to.
That sounds nice, yeah.
That's a great deal. That is a great deal.
Yeah, we think that's going to be a really, really nice addition.
Awesome. Well, Leanne, before we loop back to the roof and kind of what the condition of the roof is really quick, what else do you have on the schedule here to close out the rest of the year? I know we're focusing on this weekend, but I know this is also a busy time for events here for you.
It is. We have our big event over here called Country Christmas, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And again, we will be participating in that. We'll be hosting the sign-out auction. We will have a meal being served. So that's a big event for the entire county, but we hope that people will come up to the old school and help us in that fundraiser also.
Awesome. Okay. Now, you mentioned here about the roof. What's the condition of the roof, and how much money do you need for that full-blown repair there?
Well, we have been actually putting trash cans under leaks through the past 2 or 3 years, and putting off trying to do our own little mini repairs because funding for it just wasn't available yet. It finally reached the point that it just had to be done. So we did get a nice grant from the Loretta O. Langley Foundation, and we got some insurance money from some hail damage. And then Eaton Roofing gave us a nice discount because we're a volunteer group. But we still have about $23,000 that we could not cover. So we are, all the money from this event and any donations that anyone would like to put just straight toward roof repairs, we went ahead and had it done. It is now completed last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They were up on the roof of the community center. We are very pleased with what was done and with the choice we made in roofers, but now we have to finish paying the bill, so... donations only. That's our livelihood.
Well, you've done wonderful work. You've come a long way. Still a ways to go, but it's nice to see that positive progress continues to be made in Chase County with the old school, and help them out and to have a hauntingly good time coming up this Friday and Saturday at the third annual Old School Haunted House.
Yep. Donations can be made through Citizens State Bank. Just made out to CCOSDD, or call me at 620-340-9634, and we'll direct you to other ways that you can help us out.
Leanne, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Have a great day, Leanne Kester. Haunted House, Old School Haunted House, coming up Friday and Saturday. Cottonwood Falls.
Yeah, and the chance to make as many s'mores as you possibly can. It's going to be kind of chilly, so that kind of fits in. So we'll have a preview coming up here this week on KVUE's newscast as well. Don't forget that our Newsmaker 3 is coming up here right after headlines. Chris Piney joining us. He's the Phi Delta Theta fraternity president at Emporia State University, which means we're talking Phi Delta Theta pole sit, part of the ESU homecoming activities this weekend.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Mainstay Suites, 833, cloudy, 67 degrees. Good morning.
Two elderly hostages released by Hamas militants. They are both...